You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast.
Welcome to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. On this podcast, we focus on answering listener questions. And if you have a question for a future episode, I'll let you know how you can submit that once we get to the end. This is episode 15 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. And the question that we're going to talk about here in this episode is one that was recently asked of me during an in-person conversation that I was having with someone. And then coincidentally was asked this same question, or something very similar to it, by at least two other people, either through email or the podcast question submission form, or it might have been through both. I can't remember now. But received this question from multiple people. So I decided to go ahead and move this question to the front of the line as far as the topics that we're going to be discussing. Now, before we get into the topic, I just want to make one quick note about the podcast. When I began the podcast, my basic plan was to keep the episodes fairly short. My goal was about 10 to 15 minutes per episode. Some of the more recent episodes, though, have gone quite a bit longer than that. And while I don't mind going longer, I was trying to keep the podcast at a consistent time length and something that was a little bit shorter, and I've decided that I'm not going to try to do that anymore. I'm going to try to keep the episodes however long is necessary to properly deal with whatever subject we're talking about. So that may mean some episodes will be a little bit longer, and then other episodes are going to be shorter. This episode, I believe, is going to be a little bit shorter than, especially compared to some of the more recent episodes. But I'm not going to try to stick to a certain time length. I'll try not to ramble too much either to make these episodes unnecessarily long. But I just wanted to let all of you know, since I really haven't been doing a good job of keeping this at a certain length, so I'm just announcing now that that's just going to be the way it is, and we'll just cover the topic as it needs to be covered. So some episodes will be shorter and some will be longer. But regardless of if it's short or long, I hope that what we talk about in these episodes will be helpful to you. The question that we're going to be talking about in this episode today is this: what's the difference between a preacher and a pastor? Now, first of all, a preacher and a pastor are not the same thing. Usually they are not the same thing. And we'll talk about as we go on when they are the same, or when the same person can be both a preacher and a pastor. But most of the time, when we look at how the New Testament describes these terms, it's not referring to the same person or the same office. Now, many people use these terms interchangeably. And so that's what's led to a lot of the confusion. That's why people have questions. Well, what's the difference? Why are both of these terms used? What do they mean? A common idea that people have is that a, quote, pastor will lead a particular church, a local church, and that person also does the bulk of the preaching. Now, this is not a correct or biblical concept. That's not how these terms are described in the New Testament. But because you have this common misconception, many people have moved away from using the term pastor in any sense, that they may use it, but really it's not the predominant word that is used to describe that office. They'll use other New Testament terms for that, quote, office or that work. And we'll talk about those as we go on. So that's what we want to try to discuss in this lesson. According to what the Bible teaches, what is the difference between a preacher and a pastor? So to start with, what is a preacher? Well, the Greek word for that's translated preacher simply means a herald of divine truth. It is about the work of proclaiming the word of God. And the work of the preacher is simply to do what Paul told Timothy to do in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2, to preach the word in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. Preach the word of God. And he is to do this as he preaches the whole counsel of God, as Acts 20 and verse 27 says, which means not leaving anything out, not deciding that, well, people won't like this part, or I don't really care for this part over here, or I just like preaching these things. No, he's going to preach the whole counsel of God, and he's going to do it without changing it. Because Paul said in Galatians 1, verse 8 and 9, that if someone changes the message and preaches a different gospel, he is to be accursed. And preachers play a critical role in God's plan of redemption. Paul talked about this over in Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 13 and 14, where he said, "Whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher?" How can they be saved if they don't know what they need to do, what they need to believe, how to be saved? Well, how can they hear without a preacher? And then he says in the next verse, in verse 15, "And how will they preach unless they are sent?" This is the work of supporting those who are preaching the gospel, helping them along in their work. Those who preach the gospel, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 14, that God's design is that they make their living from the gospel, that they are supported by brethren, whether that be churches or even individual Christians can help in this work, but they are supported so that they can continue to do this work and devote themselves completely to that. Now, not every preacher is going to be supported in that way, but that's why you have the authority for preachers receiving support, so that they can devote more of their time to this work of preaching. But that's what a preacher is. He's one proclaiming the word of God. Well, is that different, or how is that different from a pastor? Well, the word for pastor really means a shepherd. There are ones who shepherd the flock, which is in this context is referring to the local church, a local congregation. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 2, Peter was writing to the elders, as he says in verse 1. But notice what he says, "Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness." When he talks about shepherding the flock of God, that's the word for pastor. You pastor the flock, or you shepherd the flock. They are overseeing the local church. Now, over in Acts chapter 20, there's a meeting between Paul and the elders of the church at Ephesus. As he's traveling along, he comes to Miletus, and he sends for the elders of the church at Ephesus, and he meets them there. And as Luke records this meeting between Paul and these men here in the book of Acts, he describes uses three terms to describe these individuals there in Acts chapter 20. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 17, it says there that from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called to him the elders of the church. So here's Paul is calling for the elders of the church, the Greek word presbyteros, which is where we get the word presbytery. He calls for the elders of the church. Then in verse 28, he says that, "Be on guard for yourselves and for all the flock," talking to these elders, "among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God which he purchased with his own blood." So verse 17 has the word elder. Verse 28 has two terms that are there. They are to oversee. That's the word episkopos, the Greek word episkopos, an overseer or a bishop. And then you have that word pastor or shepherd, shepherd the church of God, which is the word that we've talked about already. And so these are not describing separate offices, like you have elders and then you have bishops over here and then you have these other people who are pastors. He was referring to all the same group of people. They were the elders. They were the bishops. They were the pastors. They were the ones who were serving in this role. And the New Testament describes a plurality of elders in the local church. There was not one person who was serving as a pastor or an elder, that it was something that you had a plurality of men. They appointed elders in every church, Acts 14 and verse 23. Titus was to appoint elders in every city as he was there in Crete in Titus 1 and verse 5. So you have a plurality of men. They're overseeing the church. And I'll put a link down in the show notes of this episode that'll link to an article where I talk more about different things that people sometimes call the preacher, whether it's a preacher or a pastor or minister. And sometimes you have the term reverend that is thrown around there, which is improperly used. But I'll link to an article that talks about these more. But it goes into more detail about a pastor and a preacher. But then the question we want to ask is, can a person be both a preacher and a pastor? And the answer to that question is maybe. They may be able to be both a preacher and a pastor, but oftentimes they're not going to be. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, Paul talks about what God has given in the church, how he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, which is another word for a preacher, evangelists and pastors and teachers. As for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, as verse 12 says, but you have those as they're being separated from one another. They're distinct from one another. You have the evangelist or the preacher, and then you have the pastor, or as we talked about, the elders or the bishops. They're all referring to the same term. But over in 1 Timothy chapter 5, we see that a pastor or an elder may do the work of preaching. In 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17, says the elders who rule well are to be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who work hard at preaching and teaching. Especially them. Honor those who are doing the work of an elder or a pastor, but you especially esteem those who are working at preaching and teaching. Now, in the qualifications for elders in 1 Timothy 3 and verse 2, it says that they are to be able to teach. And so they have to have that qualification, but not all elders or pastors are going to be preachers. Also, a pastor or an elder has to meet certain qualifications in order to be able to serve in that role. And we won't take time to look at these here in this episode. But if you look at 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, Titus 1, verses 5 through 9, it talks about the qualifications for elders. And as you read through those, one thing you'll see is that many preachers would not qualify in those lists. If these were the same group, you would have many people, many preachers, who would not qualify to serve in that role, including the Apostle Paul, because it mentions there about how he must be the husband of one wife, having children who believe. Paul was one who was not married. And so how could Paul serve in that capacity? He couldn't be an elder. He wasn't qualified to be an elder in the church. Does that mean the Apostle Paul was not qualified to be a preacher? Of course not. We know Paul was qualified to be a preacher, but when we have these terms that are combined, and we try to use the passages that talk about the pastors or the elders and apply them to the preachers, well, then we're just going to cause all sorts of trouble, because you have certain qualifications for elders that you simply don't have for preachers. Now, problem with the common concept or the misconception that people have, where you have a single, quote, pastor leading the church who does most or all of the preaching. What are the problems with that concept? Well, as we already talked about, you have churches in the New Testament that had a plurality of elders or pastors. You did not have one individual who was over the congregation. You had a group. You didn't have one over the congregation. And as we just mentioned, many preachers do not qualify as pastors. You have the Apostle Paul as an example. He would not qualify as a pastor, but he was a very capable and effective preacher of the gospel. And also another thing to consider, and when we have this concept that has been developed and become common in the denominational world about what a preacher's role is, you have a lot of the work of the elders being pushed off onto the preacher. The denominational world, they would call him the pastor. But some of this work has kind of influenced how brethren who understand that there's not the same thing as a pastor and a preacher, that they are two different roles, the concept of what their work is sometimes bleeds over into one another. A preacher doing the work of a pastor, of shepherding the flock and being overseeing the flock, instead of the elders doing that, when a preacher is doing that, it takes away from his ability to do the work of a preacher. So when we have the preacher doing the pastoring, whether he's officially called a pastor or not, it's hindering his ability to do the work that he's expected to do, as the New Testament outlines it as. He's involved in shepherding rather than proclaiming. He's involved in overseeing rather than sowing the seed. So you have, when you have this concept, whether officially or unofficially, where the preacher is the pastor, then you have a breakdown in what he is able to do, or a hindrance in what he's able to do in his actual work of being a proclaimer of the gospel, of sowing the seed, of evangelizing and teaching and preaching and doing that work. So it's important that we understand the difference between these, because this isn't just a matter of semantics. This is a issue in which you have the work of the church and the work of the preacher that can be hindered if he's looked at as if he were the pastor. So in summary, as we bring this to a close, what is a preacher? Well, a preacher is one who proclaims the word of God. What is a pastor? A pastor is one who oversees the flock of God, meaning the local church. Now, these roles complement one another. They work together. They help one another, but they are not the same thing. And we need to be careful, whether in this or any other area, that we are following the pattern that has been left for us in the New Testament. Hold fast the standard or the pattern of sound words, as 2 Timothy 1 and verse 13 says. So I hope that helps answer the question, what is the difference between a preacher and a pastor? One who proclaims the word of God and one who oversees the flock of God. They work together. They are both necessary parts of the church, but more often than not, they are not the same thing. Well, thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have a question for a future episode, there are a few different ways you can submit that. You can fill out the podcast question submission form. There'll be a link in the show notes. You can also send a message to the Plain Bible Teaching Facebook page and submit your question that way. If you are on Twitter, you can tweet your question at Plain Bible Teach. That's the Plain Bible Teaching Twitter account. Send in your question that way. Lord willing, we'll be back in about 2 weeks to discuss another Bible question. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.